Did you know that your daily calories are not the only thing that matters when it comes to successful physique change? I'm Alexa, the host of the Reach Your Peak podcast experience, and welcome back to my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about the truth behind calories and what you actually need to be focusing on if you want successful, long-term, sustainable, real change. Well, let's get into it. So when anyone gets started with weight loss, the first thing that they worry about is, what are my daily calories? Okay, am I hitting my daily calories? Okay, am I going over my calories? They look at the days. But while that is great and a good first step and an actually important part of the process, it's only one kind of cog of the whole machine. There is more to it. And today I want to introduce you to the importance of the weekly calorie balance. Because weekly calorie balance matters just as much, if not more, when it comes to achieving a successful change in your body composition. Whether that's weight loss, whether that's muscle gain, whether that's maintenance even, it doesn't matter. Your weekly calories matter a lot, and you need to start looking at them. Because the reality is this, if you aren't in a deficit for the week, there will be no weight loss. If you aren't in an overall surplus for the week, you will not be in a muscle gain phase. You just won't. The daily intake is just a piece of the puzzle, as they say, but the whole week is really what gives the whole process context, gives your whole strategy the strength and the context to actually achieve that result over time. Okay, because you can be under your calories on every day of the week from Monday to Friday, and then be over your calories spent on the weekend that it offsets your whole caloric balance for the week, and you won't lose weight. That's why I've got a concept called the weekend paradigm. And I believe I've got a podcast episode on that. So if you want to go back and listen to that about the weekend paradigm and what it is and how to avoid it and how to identify it, all that sort of stuff, go back and listen to that after today's podcast. But yeah, that's a reality. The weekend paradigm is a thing. And you've probably experienced it yourself where on the weekend you overeat to such extent that, oh, I'm back to square one. I haven't lost anything this week. But I was good from Monday to Friday. It's because weekly calorie balance matters. Simple. Okay? So you got to start looking at your what I call the weeklies, your weekly calories. You got to start looking at that. And it's actually very easy. It's actually a lot easier than you may think. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed right now as you listen to me talk and going, oh, but you know, I just know what I have to eat for a day. What are you talking about now for a week? I'm just trying to focus day by day. That's good. And let's say hypothetically every day you hit your calories and you don't go over by too much and you're consistent like that day in, day out, then you're probably anyway in your caloric needs for your week. So you don't have to worry as much. But if you're someone that finds that some days are a bit more sporadic than others, then this is when you really want to start looking at your overall weekly balance. And you can also use this to your advantage to improve flexibility and avoid stress, because then you go, okay, I overate that day, but I can adjust my caloric needs strategically the rest of the week to compensate for that. Okay. Now, obviously one bad day here and there is not going to affect you. But if you notice it's something that's continually happening and you're working on that behavior, in the meantime, could be worthwhile looking at your weekly calories to adjust and become more robust in your strategy when it comes to your nutrition. So this is what you can do. Okay, you just grab your daily target and multiply it by 7. Ta-da, that's your weekly calories. And then therefore, you can actually look at what your total weekly intake is and go, okay, yeah, I've been pretty much smack bang where it needs to be. Or, oh yeah, I'm noticing that I'm trending upwards. Even though I'm eating what I feel like is a calorie deficit, I'm actually noticing that in the total week in and week out, I'm actually 200 calories above my weekly deficit calories or something like that. You may notice trends such as this, which will give you more context in terms of what's happening. And therefore, if you're not seeing results, you can maybe say that is why. Or if you are tracking along nicely, you can see the results happening, then you know that you're in control by looking at both your dailies and your weeklies. So notice how I said both dailies and your weeklies. Because the point of today's podcast is not to say, stop worrying about your daily calories and just worry about your weekly calories. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that you have to take it the step further and know that your weeklies are just as important and they will be what ultimately influences it. Because day in, day out is good and all. But if you have days that are off that plan, that can lead to a weekly imbalance, which can lead to a stagnation in your results. Okay, this doesn't matter if you're weight loss or muscle gain. Like I said, if you're not in a surplus or if you're not in a deficit, likewise, you won't achieve the appropriate goal that you're trying to achieve. Okay, hope that makes sense. Because nutrition really is a long-term effort, okay? The bigger picture is what matters, and that is why you need to start looking at the bigger picture and not just individual things. You gotta start looking at just your days and look at your weeks. You gotta start looking at just one meal and look at your whole day. You gotta stop looking at whether you are eating, you know, the right diet without focusing on whether your calories are correct in the first place. Like, you just gotta focus on the bigger picture and not worry about the nitty-gritty so much so that you forget to look at the whole context, okay? And that is really the essence, I guess, of today's podcast episode. But I do hope this episode has helped you out and helped you, giving you a bit more insight in terms of what you should start looking at when it comes to the calories. Because one truth is that caloric balance is not a day thing. It's a weekly thing. It's a yearly thing. It's something that's ongoing. And it's phasic in nature as well. It's periodized fashion that needs to be implemented when it comes to nutrition. And that's a whole other story. I'm not even going to talk about that now. But you got to understand that that's the way nutrition works. So I hope this will give you a bit of an insight. Now, of course, as always, if you have any questions regarding this, I am more than happy to help. Okay, I'm more than happy to clarify, more than happy to help you out. So if you are looking to ask me any questions about this or nutrition in general, or if you just want to talk to me about one-on-one coaching, if you want me to be your personal sports dietitian and give you that blueprint to help you get from point A to point B, well, all you got to do is look in the description notes and check out my email and send me an email, okay? Just send me an email and just say, hey, loved your latest podcast, but I need some help. Or I loved your latest podcast, and this is my question that I want you to answer. And just hit me with it. I'm more than happy to answer, more than happy to help, more than happy to explore coaching with you, and I look forward to hearing from you. Until then, though, have a good one. Hope you enjoy your week. Hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you've been doing well, and hope you do well from now until next week when we chat again. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much, guys, for checking out my podcast. Hope it brought you some great value today. You can check me out on socials under The Climber Dietitian or on www.theclimberdietitian.com.au. I've got some great stuff out there for you guys, some free valuable content. So yeah, please check it out, guys. And yeah, until next time, thank you.